There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we've got a lot to talk about. The first pot vending machine has definitely been making a splash, especially in Seattle. The machines are called ZAZZZ, or I guess Zazzy, and they are placed in medical pot dispensaries, which verifies your age and identity since medical marijuana cards are required to enter the centers. This is according to Greg Patrick, a spokesman for the maker of ZAZZZ. I think it's called Zazzy American Green. The vending machines did appear for the first time in Colorado last year, and they sold only the edible, like the cannabis-infused foods, but not the plant's flower buds that are often used with smoky pot. They said it's historic. There's just no other way to state it. We saw the repeal of prohibition in the early 20th century and the mark that made on our country and the companies that did it right. He states we're in that stage. This will only happen once in our country's history, the repeal of this prohibition. Okay, there's a big difference between marijuana and alcohol. Can I just say that? They say the machines have a touch screen where buyers can make orders, play video games. Doesn't anybody have a job anymore? And read medical information about the products. They swipe their medical marijuana IDs or driver's licenses to make sure they can legally purchase the goods, and they must pay in cash or Bitcoin since the federal government does not allow debit or credit cards to be used in the sale of marijuana. Like machines that dispense soda or sacks, they say the Zazzies intend to speed up the distribution for those who don't want to wait in line at the dispensary. Oh, poor baby. Where else are you going to go? What else are you going to do? Once you swipe your ID, you can go shopping on the screen. Wait a second. Okay, why isn't this technology at the DMV? I mean, we have to stand in line at the DMV. We have to stand in line at the grocery store. Yet for marijuana, that technology is immediately there for you don't have to stand in line. I don't know if I feel discriminated against, or I just don't understand why it is so unbalanced and where the money goes to whatever is just politically driven. Okay, mind you, my patients that get medical marijuana from the medical marijuana doctors in town, they do well. I have no problem with it. I support them as long as, they're not driving while on it and they're taking their medications and, that I give them that they're supposed to be on and they're, keeping their weights down and they're still trying to live healthy lives. I have no problem with it. But, I mean, here I am standing in line at Walmart for 25 minutes sometimes, yet you could buy weed line free. I don't understand it. And the thing is people who smoke pot usually don't care about the lines. People like me that are type A going, hurry, I got to be somewhere, I got to do this, I got to do this, really, really uptight. We're the ones that don't want to be in the lines. Zazzy's vending machines in Colorado and Washington State, where recreational legal weed sales began last year, will dispense flower buds. For the time being, American Green has to partner with growers in those states since the Tempe, Arizona-based firm cannot ship medical marijuana product across state lines under federal laws. This is another thing that seems to be just a little bit odd, where you have states legalizing something, but it's illegal per the government. So, not everybody's on board on this one, and that doesn't make a lot of sense to me either. It's either legal or it's not. Yeah, I it's got to be more cut and dry than that. Anyway, ultimately, American Green hopes to make the machines to other venues outside medical marijuana dispensaries as acceptance and awareness of the products grow. The company said the machine, which doesn't have a glass window that could be broken into, is secure against would-be thieves, so people then can't steal the bulb and the plant. I'm watching how this plays out. There was a lot of concern that they couldn't grow the plants fast enough, that this was being bought out quicker than you think. I'm also inquiring about how much more expensive people are finding it. Once the government got involved, did this start to get more expensive? Now, understandably, people would prefer it being legal because then it's easier to get. This whole hiding it, trying to sneak it, worried about getting fired. All right, I understand. That's not easy. I get that. But I'm wondering if the prices have skyrocketed to the degree that we're hearing in our neck of the woods that it has. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of my patients with ADD asked if their ADD could be possibly causing their sleep problems and if marijuana could help. Now, marijuana has been found to help attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And so many people will use marijuana as a sleep aid. All right? They smoke a joint, go to sleep. But a lot of people with insomnia, absolutely, attention deficit does. All right? I mean, I go to bed. I don't want to be attention deficit. But all of a sudden, I'm getting I was in the news last night. So as I played, I watched it. It was great. I was like, all right, well, I didn't look too fat. Okay, so I'm okay. So as I go to bed, now the texts come. Oh, Daya, you look good. Oh, Daya, good job. Oh, you did this. How was it? You know, and of course, I want to listen. I want to see all those. So I didn't go to sleep till about 11:30, 12 o'clock, which is very, very bad. And we're going to be talking about the sleep you need. Apparently, there's a science behind it now that scientists have figured out. But it's like always to the phone, always to the phone. If you guys do not want to be ADD or ADHD, and you want to curb some of the symptoms, if you do have some baseline ADHD, please get rid of the phone and let family members know. I was talking to one of my reporter friends who said, Dalia, I shut the phone off, so don't worry, you won't wake me up. I shut the phone off. So now I know, good, if he doesn't call me back, it's not that he dislikes me or that he hates my guts or that he's waging, war. It's that, all right, he's asleep. You know, problem is I can't do that with my phone because I'm a doctor. The only way the answering service can get a hold of me is by my phone, which is really frustrating. So my phone beeps and goes off all night long. If you do have attention deficit disorder, however, getting that appropriately treated could possibly help your sleep. Good stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Dying. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the UK is now going to be the first country to introduce laws to allow the creation of babies from three people. Apparently, this technique is designed to stop genetic diseases from being passed to mother and child. Apparently, during the debate, ministers said the technique was light at the end of a dark tunnel for families. Now, a further vote is required in the House of Lords because it starts in the Commons, then it goes to the House of Lords, and then if everything goes ahead, the first such baby could be born as early as next year. Proponents of the backing was good news for progressive medicine, but critics say they're going to continue to fight the technique because it raises too many ethical and safety concerns. They expect 153 person babies to be born each year. Prime Minister David Cameron said, we're not playing God here. We're just making sure that two parents who want to have a healthy baby can have one. Now, the method was developed in Newcastle, and I guess, that, like, there's a woman, her name is Sharon Bernardi. She lost all seven children to a disease, a mitochondrial disease. Mitochondria is like the battery source of these cells. And these defective mitochondria were passed down by the mom, and unfortunately her babies either had brain damage, muscle wasting, heart failure, blindness, etc. So the technique will use a modified version of in vitro fertilization to combine the DNA of the two parents with the healthy mitochondria of a donor woman. It will result then in babies with 0.1% of their DNA from the other mommy, the second mommy, and is a permanent change that could be passed down through the generations. So you get that? Okay, so you look at the parents, okay, and the parents' baby has, you know, the dad's DNA and the mom's DNA, but the mom's DNA is the one that's going to be passed down because, you know, X chromosome, right? You know, if you're a boy, you get an X and a Y. If you're a girl, you got an X and an X. So you will always have both parents' chromosomes, and if both X's of mom carry the disease, as opposed to man's XY, you see what I mean? Then there's a very good chance that the baby's going to get that genetic material. Of course, it's a lot. It's not as simple as that. But so then what you do is you use a donor, okay, another mom's cells that have, let's say, the healthy type. You put that in with what the parents have, and now the parents, the original parents, now have the genetic material of the other mom, just a small part of it, just a small part, okay? Therefore, allowing the embryo to propagate and be healthy. So two eggs are fertilized with sperm. Then you have the embryo from the intended parents and another from the donors, okay? So now you got two embryos because the mom just can't give an egg. See what I mean? The pronuclei, which have the genetic information, are removed from both embryos, but only the parents are kept. A healthy embryo is created by adding the parents' pronuclei to the donor embryo so that all the other stuff that could have been bad with the first mom will now be fine with the other one. Then it's implanted into the womb of the original mom. You get that? Now, there's another one. There's another form that's called egg repair as opposed to embryo repair, where you have the mom's egg and then you have the donor egg. Well, the nucleus that has all the genetic material is removed. Donor's nucleus is removed and destroyed. Mom's nucleus is now in the donor egg. So you don't have the donor's nuclear genetic footprints in there, because you just have the egg. Let's say the egg is bad, but most of the genetics are good with the mom, you see? So that you inject that into that, so that it's still mom's baby, but it has, I mean, this is some real interesting manipulation. Okay, so now there's a debate. Why is this unethical? Okay, well, it's manipulation. Now, I'm not saying it's unethical, but why would people be concerned that of the ethics involved? Well, because you're manipulating something outside of nature's forces, and that scares people. Okay? If somebody is genetically built to not reproduce healthy children, nature is selecting against that lineage. So where there's ethical concerns is we are forcing a bloodline of somebody that might not be Darwinian of the fittest. But how people are justifying that is, well, what we're doing is as you cure a sickness, okay, if you got a kid that's sick, okay, and coming down with, let's say, asthma or pneumonia all the time, you want to help that kid. You want to help that kid make it. You want to help that kid live, and that kid could live. Yes, he may have babies with severe asthma, but luckily now we can treat the kid. We can treat the progeny. So we don't have to worry about this whole Darwinian survival of the fittest, okay? When it comes to somebody trying to have a baby, they're a good mom. They really want that baby, all right? They're going to take good care of the baby. And you could select out the bad material that could possibly be propagated. To me it sounds like a good thing, but I am a little concerned about where they could go with this. Because the one thing I've noticed is anytime you mess with nature, it bites you in the butt. And so I'm a little nervous about what could be a consequence about this. Okay? I don't think we've seen anything wrong happen with test tube babies, so there shouldn't be too much wrong with this three-person baby if it's done right. But it's very tricky. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, sorry. Oh, boy, I need my caffeine. All right, this is very interesting. We have a North Carolina senator saying restaurants forcing employees to wash their hands is government outreach. Senator Tom Tillis said that restaurants should be able to opt out of mandatory hand washing. He says, I don't have a problem with Starbucks. If they choose to opt out of this policy, as long as they post a sign that says, we don't require our employees to wash their hands after leaving the restroom, the market will take care of that. Senator Tillis told the Huffington Post that he was joking and was taken out of context by a blogger without a sense of humor. Now, you know, okay, this is, again, we're going into another political cycle. Well, maybe not this year, but the next one, okay? And it's a biggie. It's a biggie. The topic of government outreach is going to be huge, okay? When the government got involved with healthcare, look at what happened, okay? It got worse. When the government gets involved, things get worse. We need the government to police our streets. We need the governments to build roads. We need the government for codes. We need the governments to make sure that people are doing what they're doing. But as we could see what's happening with the IRS, as we could see what's happening with a lot of government agencies, not a lot of things are being done right. Okay, we had that huge Listeria outbreak killing people. We have half this country not paying taxes. We have a lot of government waste and spending. So when the government then wants to turn around and instead of doing their job, outreach, it makes people nervous. But when we're talking about hand washing, I don't understand why it has to be a law. Okay? You know, I think we're starting to make too many laws. Okay? It should be employer policy. All right? And it should be maybe health department. Okay? And maybe everybody wear gloves. The thing that concerns me about hand washing is, did they really do a damn good job hand washing? I want to know that my health, anybody that's handling food I'm about to eat has been gloved. And they are fresh gloves each time. That would make me feel a lot more secure. Yes, I want them washing their hands. But I think if they're going to make a law, then make a law saying that you have to be wearing those plastic, you know, you have to have hair nets, you have to have, that kind of thing. You know, there was a debate, or I'm not sure if there was a lawsuit, that somebody who was kind of portly and not the most attractive was not allowed to work at the front desk of a gym, because they usually like people who work out and are really, you know, tight and muscular and things like that. And I guess there was a discrimination lawsuit. Well, I mean, how far do we go with these suits? Okay, we don't want people discriminated, et cetera. But a modeling agency is going to fire you if they don't think you're attracted enough. Why? They're a modeling agency. And a restaurant is going to fire you if they don't think you're clean. And they have a right to do that. They have a right. They have to protect their license and be up to code. So I think it should be at the power of the employer. And if there is, God forbid, an outbreak, that place gets closed down immediately. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is very interesting, okay? I luckily have been married for 18 years, so I haven't been on the dating scene for a while. Thank heavens. I don't know if I could do it. But many of you guys are out there, and it's very, very interesting. Half of men out there when they date, according to this latest study, thinks that you should go Dutch, that the man shouldn't pay the whole thing, that men and women should split it. Okay? Boy, I was forced to go Dutch a lot. Are we going to have sex after this, after we go out tonight? Oh, I don't know. I want to save myself. All right, let's split the tab. Yep. And I guess half of the women out there think it is the man's responsibility to pay the whole thing. I disagree that that would stink if you were a guy. Because now going out to eat is really expensive. Things are so, I mean, it was expensive then, but not like it is now. I mean, now you could very easily drop $100 a person, which is ridiculous, because drinks are like $12 a pop at some of these places. And that's pretty expensive. That's a lot of money. If somebody said, look, Dahlia, we're going to go out to dinner, but expect to drop a couple $100, I'd be like, can we pass? I'll just eat some top ramen at home. Thank you. All right. They say a fifth of men will find out where the nearest hotel is before they book a restaurant in case they are going to get lucky. This was a study, a European study, that looked at the dating etiquette of men and women. They also found that three-fifths of Valentine's dinner dates were booked by men, and I guess some people may, I don't think dating is the smartest thing to do on Valentine's, but many admitted that if the person that they were about to meet for a date was ugly, they would book and bail. They say the majority of women, 7 out of 10, believe that the fastest way for a man to win someone's heart is to act like a gentleman, but only a tenth of the guys thought that was important. Really? See, I love the whole gentleman thing. That works on me. Experts think, like, I love it when I have to go, you know, take a dump, right? You know, and we're eating, and all of a sudden I hear the gurgle, you know, and I don't want to pass any gas at the table. So I get up and going, sorry, I got to go number two. And every man at the table stands up for me. And my husband's still sitting there, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, so my husband has to get up? He's like, trust me, she's not worth it, really. Really, she doesn't act like a lady. She just told us she's going to go take a dump. Really? He's like, fine. So then he sits back down, and the gentlemen are nice, and then somebody actually gets up to pull out my chair. I'm like, wow. And then I look at my husband with the meanest face. My boys don't do that. I tried to teach my boys when they were younger, pull out mama's chair. And they're like, what? Nah, you only do that. Hi, you only do that for a lady. Well, excuse me, I am a lady. No, Mom, we're talking like a real girl. You know, someone who's a girl. What the hell? Okay, I breastfed you. Do I need to whip out the boobie again? Jeez, Mom, girls don't act like that. All right, so anyway, women also admitted to going hungry if they liked someone and they wanted to, you know, look skinnier, and they will eat less on a date if they found you, if they found the person attractive. That was totally me. I would barely eat. One, I was all butterflies and I was all excited. And two, I wasn't going to order a bacon cheeseburger with curly fries all mashed in and eat that. I'm going to order a salad, something you could eat with a fork and look all dainty and feminine on. All right. They say over a third of the men say they would be willing to pay for a big meal if they were guaranteed sex afterwards. More than double the number of women would do, I guess, who would do the same. Really? So women would pay for dinner if they were going to get sex. That's interesting. Let's say, they say dating expert Carolyn Breeley, who worked with, I guess, Book a Table on the research, said splitting the bill after dinner makes the date feel more like a catch up with friends than it does a romantic dinner for two. So they say don't end up in the friend zone before you've even got started. Why not take turns? The man could pick up the tab for dinner before you guys move on to another restaurant for dessert or cocktails. Far more romantic than getting out your calculator and splitting the bill. You know, we do this with friends a lot, too. We'll take turns. But, well, you know what we do a lot. This is awesome, okay? Okay, even if it's not our turn, we still make the offer. All right. There is something so appealing about going, no, I got this. Come on. I invited you to dinner. No. It's my, the other guy, that's my turn. Really? You sure? Cause honestly, we feel like, you know, you're doing us a favor pretending to be our friends. We really should pay. You sure? Okay. You know, I make such a big deal that it looks like we really wanted to pay, even though I had no intention of paying. See, I had absolutely no intention, but it was nice that I offered. Okay, that's what I do. Okay, let's move on. What about some awkward dating moments? What are some awkward dating moments? Okay, well, somebody doesn't show up. That happened to me. I think they did show up, but they saw me, and they're like, no, I thought it was somebody else. No. When you spill food down your clothes, I've done that. I've spilled foods because, remember, I have, you know, when you look at the lateral line, between the vertical line between my mouth and the plate, there's a couple things, I guess, obstructing the view, okay, from my mouth to the plate. And so sometimes I miss and things fall out. When somebody excuses themselves midway through a date, listen, if you got to go to the bathroom, you go. I think it's worse than holding it in and then being all grumpy. I am very grumpy when I'm constipated. It's much better to go, let out whatever you got to let out, and then come back. They say it's really awkward when you burp. Oh, I was hooked up to the mic when I was the other day at Fox 5, and I let out a burp on the mic, and it was a loud one. I really, really feel bad for the cameraman. Luckily, cameramen are so used to gas being expelled that it was totally okay, but it was a real bad burp. When the waiter brings the bill. Okay, now when I waited tables, I was smart. What I did is I left it in the center and I set it on the table and I acted like it was no big deal. Like my getting paid and my getting tipped was the last thing on my mind. So I would say, I don't want you guys to leave yet, but just in case you wanted it, I'm just going to leave this here. But please stick around. You're one of my coolest tables yet. And I would do that. Oh, the tips would just be rolling in when you did that. And always put a little smiley face, right, when you put a little smiley face on the receipt. I notice a lot of food servers now do the same thing. And I'm like, wait a second, I made that move. I am the one that owned that move, putting the smiley face on. Wait, somebody's stealing my move. Okay, if somebody goes in for a premature kiss, ooh, we talked about this, when to bring up the kiss, okay? This is what you do, okay? Oh, we got to talk about this. Let's get through this. I got to talk about when to do the kiss. Okay, if you want a kiss but you don't know if it's premature, kiss the cheek. You can never go wrong with kissing the cheek. You don't have to hit the lips. So what you could do is you could just say, I'm getting your cheek, so stay still. And then you go in, get the cheek, and then, now, the other person could say, wait a second, he didn't want to put his mouth on mine and swap spit, wait, what's wrong with him? But if it's not an appropriate time for a kiss, a cheek is a great way to slowly start bringing your face near theirs. Very, very cool. If the other person starts to invite you back to their apartment or a hotel, that could be very, very awkward. Well, you know, Dahlia, this conversation is like so exciting. Do you want to continue the conversation back, you know, at the hotel? You know, with the jacuzzi in the room? No. If my, you know, conversation is that interesting, then you just sit here and listen to it. But that doesn't always happen. Let me see. When you catch the eye of someone else and you wish you were with them, very awkward. Don't be checking out other guys or girls. When you go to the bathroom but you're there for a while, and then when you realize you have absolutely nothing in common, very, very awkward. So just go out with somebody who, you know you have something in common with. I don't know. Like, listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Always a great opener. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account. You need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have an app, the Dr. Dahlia app, you could download on iPhone or on your Android, just so you can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. For those of you that are always popping sleeping pills, trust me, just listen to my show and you'll fall asleep right away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Studies come out saying women may require more oxygen uptake than men for the same fitness task. And I know some of you out there are like, well, that's because women talk a lot when they work out. First of all, that's very sexist to say. That's not true. I just think, well, I do talk a lot at the gym. I mean, when I go, you know, because I want to know what's going on. I'm like, dude, you know, wasn't that funny? You know, I'll talk about what's on the TV, and then I'll slow down my workout so I don't sound out of breath. Sometimes I'll just stand there, and my treadmill will be completely at a zero, at a standstill, just so I can finish my sentence. So you do have a point. Maybe I do use up more oxygen, but that's not every woman. That's just me. They say if you put a healthy man and a healthy woman in a room, and you put them on stationary bikes with an identical amount of resistance and ask them to exercise for the same amount of time, a woman's respiratory muscles will demand more oxygen to complete the task. So, this was a study published in the Journal of Physiology, and the findings may suggest a sex-based difference in the way oxygen is processed in the human body. Previous research has indicated that women's airways are narrower than men. Okay? Remember we talked about the difference between men and women physiologically? You know, there was the discussion about, you know, is the brain bigger? Is the brain smaller? You know, men, do men have more blood flow below the waist than above the waist? And we kind of went through the myths and the facts. But the women's airways are a little narrower. All right? And so maybe it takes, because there's more resistance, right? You know, when you think back to your physics days, there's more resistance between a smaller canal or tube that the air is moving down. It requires more work. With more work, hence more oxygen needed, okay, or expenditure. Dr. Scheel, William Scheel, kinesiology professor at the University of British Columbia, told Fox News that he and his colleagues hypothesized that females' respiratory system, like the diaphragm and muscles surrounding the ribcage, will consume a greater amount of oxygen than men. Speaking of diaphragm, just putting in a diaphragm takes a lot of oxygen when I have to do it. So I totally get that. Over a course of 4 days, researchers had 9 healthy adult women and 9 healthy adult men complete about 500 experimental exercises. I would have passed out at the first 2 exercises to test how hard their respiratory muscles had to work and how much oxygen they were using to finish the same amount, blah, 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 blah. So then they looked at the whole body oxygen, etc. All right, so anyway, they found out that the women needed more. So what does that mean? If a woman is out of breath, don't call her weak. Don't say she can never run for president, although I'm sure there's some women that are out there that we don't want to run for president, but just, you know, give them some air. Don't be hitting on us women at the gym, because we're probably a little bit more out of breath. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of out of breath, they say secondhand smoke exposure has fallen. Yeehaw, we're doing a great, great job. But it still affects 1 in 4 non-smokers. A report from the CDC said that 58 million non-smokers and 2 out of 5 children aged 3 to 11 are still exposed despite a significant reduction in secondhand smoke levels. Now, secondhand smoke can kill. Also, thirdhand smoke. What's thirdhand smoke? The smoke that's on people's clothes, that's on curtains, that's on tablecloths. That's thirdhand smoke. So we found that it all could be bad. 40% of children, including 7 in 10 black children, are still exposed. So it shows, according to Dr. Tom Frieden, that we have much more to do. It shows how much more we have to do to protect everyone from this preventable health hazard. I'm already losing some oxygen here just doing the show. I apologize. Now, the secondhand smoke exposure was assessed by measuring the levels of cotinine, which is a chemical found in tobacco. Chemical compound, and they checked it in the blood. Data was obtained from the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey, better known as NHANES. Now, the CDC states that there is no safe level of secondhand smoke. Every year, it is associated, unfortunately, with 400 infant deaths. and 41,000 adult non-smokers. Why? Because your secondhand smoke contains over 7,000 chemicals, 70 of which cause cancer. They also think that secondhand smoke could cause sudden infant death syndrome in children, in addition to respiratory infections, ear infections, asthma, etc. So secondhand smoke is important. Now, when I talk to my parents that, you know, bring their kids in, you know, for well checks, and I go, okay, who smokes in the house? They go, well, none of us smoke in the house. I go, okay, well, who are smokers that live in the house? Oh, we're all smokers, but we all smoke outside. That's a bunch of bullcrap. Okay, even if you quote-unquote smoke outside, if a window is open, we still get it in. And if you come back, it's on your clothes. You know, I'll walk into a patient room, and it will reek of smoke. And I'm like, I could smell the smoke. I'm breathing it in. They're like, well, your nose is hypersensitive. No, it's not. So secondhand smoke, we really need to get our poop together and figure it out. They do not have a quote-unquote healthy limit right now. But we do have in 26 states and the District of Columbia, and 700 cities have passed strong smoke-free laws. A growing number of households have also instigated smoke-free rules, rising from 43% back in the early 90s to 83% in 2010-2011. I am for smoke-free. Now, notice nobody has talked about the vapor and the secondhand vapors because we just don't have enough data. So whenever we don't talk about it, doesn't mean it's safe. It means we just don't know. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is very interesting. 30% of people are so anti-popping a pill that they would rather opt for a shorter life than have to take a pill. The study conducted by American Heart Association looked at people with an average age of 50 and established that more than 8% of people were willing to trade almost 2 years of their life to avoid taking a daily medication for cardiovascular disease, whereas 21% would trade maybe a week and a year of their lives. In addition, they said to people who were ready to keep their lives at stake, there were also 21% of people who said they would pay $1,000 or more to avoid taking a pill for the rest of their lives. 70% of participants who were not interested to trade any weeks of their lives avoid taking a pill, and 62% were not willing to gamble their health. My father was like that. He didn't want to take a pill. He was more afraid of the pill than anything else. And I don't understand that. Okay? Now, I do understand from a evolutionary standpoint, an animalistic tendency. You know, putting something in your body that nature didn't give you. You know, we're designed by nature to know that our bodies are supposed to fix ourselves and heal ourselves. So when you take a pill, you worry that it's going to mess up your body's natural response. But as a doctor, I could tell you that a lot of our bodies do not do what they're supposed to all the time. And that's when you need to take a pill. Capiche? Or, like, for example, you don't want to get pregnant, and you're having sex, but you don't want to get pregnant, hence you have to take a pill to stop that. Not that that's life-saving or anything. But, you know, the pills are supposed to either help your body do what you want them to do, or they're supposed to intervene when your body is designed to, unfortunately, go back to this earth. What I think would be prematurely. So, as far as I'm concerned, please go for the pill if it's something that'll save a life, like cholesterol medication, high blood pressure medication, etc. But I found that very interesting. Also very interesting is now on the battlefield, we have a new recipe for blood transfusion. It has equal parts plasma, platelets, and red blood cells to be the most effective treatment for somebody who's in immediate danger of bleeding to death. This one-to-one-to-one recipe is one of the juiciest, tastiest recipes I've ever seen to help our soldiers with blood loss. So good for them. And hopefully not many more of our men and women need it. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LockItPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.